Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 on February the 2nd. It's going to be a great day today. Phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live throughout the world on our internet at KCNR1460.com. We're also live streaming our video throughout the... is this throughout the world, Bad Bob?
Anywhere where you can get open internet and you have a good, fast connection. Now, I'm planning on giving a link to our web person because I feel that the test has been reasonably successful. Now, it won't be running every day because...
Sometimes
part of the equipment goes where I go, but...
Yes. And I'm just dancing here.
Dancing up a storm. And dance... What was that song by Zappa? Never mind. I don't want to
Was
go
that
there.
Sonny and Cher I heard on the alarm this morning? No, it's not every day. Not, you know, it's, this is one of our chat rooms guys coming in saying...
Oh, it is Groundhog Day.
It's Groundhog... Is it Groundhog Day today?
Yes, yes. And that's the reference. Every morning,
yes,
Bill Murray would wake up with the Sonny
Indie
and Cher
Indie guy,
song.
You are so good. Indie guy,
the basic
is one of
movie
our chat
reference.
Rooms. That's right.
He's a movie junkie. I guess.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Hey, Linda's not here right now. I think she's going to be here later, but I'm not sure. She was right around getting some things done. But
when she discovers
Bob,
her computer's gone, she's
yeah, when
here.
She finds out her computer's here. Bad Bob, what's the weather?
Well, it's going to be a sunny day, rather spring-like, high near 68. Tonight's low near 36. Winds starting to pick up a little bit. And then as we head into the weekend, sunny and clear, highs in the 60s, lows in the 30s. Right now, 50, count them, 50 degrees in downtown Reading. And the weather report is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, that's right. Anselmo Vineyards going up there this weekend. They got big music, 474-5546. Give them a call. Say you want to be in the music room. And there'll be plenty of activity. There are great food, great service, great ambiance right there in Anselmo Vineyards. Okay, we have sad news. Another Marine was killed in Afghanistan. The announcement came out. I got a phone call yesterday, and it was hitting, of course, all the emails from the Patriot Guard riders and everything. William Stacy, Sergeant William Stacy. They said of Reading, but when you check out some of the other Department of Defense releases, it said that he was from Reading, but he was and the second one listed him as being from King Washington. Reporting that he grew up in Seattle, but his hometown was listed as Reading. So it could be as that he was born here and was raised. But we're the paper and all the other people right now that are involved in something like this and with the young man are trying to find out what school he went to and all that. But the bottom line is that we've lost another Marine. Lost another American in Afghanistan. Panetta just announced that in 2013 that combat operations will cease and that we will be pulling our troops out. Let's hope that we can do that. Hey, as we do every morning at 710, 810, and 905, we have our Wells Fargo advisor, and today, Josh Wiley. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Well, stock futures are a little changed following U.S. economic releases that were largely in line with projections. Jobless claims for the week of January 28th came in at 367,000, slightly topping consensus expectations of 370,000. Currently, the Dow's up 8 points at 12,725, while the NASDAQ is up 11 at 2,859, and the S&P 500 is up 3 at 1,327. Oil's up $1.10 at $96.51 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.02%. Gold's up a dollar at $1,750, while silver's down a nickel at $33.75 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Pfizer's down a quarter at $21.07. Cisco Systems is up 13 pennies at $19.93, while GE is up a dime at $18.87. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thank you very much. Like I said, we do this at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning to find out what the markets are like with our Market Minute from the Wells Fargo Advisors. They're located out in Park Marina Drive. Good people. They've got a number of, give them a call. They have a number of documents and pamphlets that have to do with taxes for this year and investments. So give them a call out there at the Wells Fargo Advisors. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, can we say extortion? Can we say PG&E in the same breath? Of course we can. We'll be right back.
Crown Motors, and Frank Hilichico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. Your pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone. At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home, or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org. Even if it's just everyday stuff, like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
Really? What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl and DeVos, 50 degrees, February the 2nd. I talked about that young Marine that was killed in Helmand Province, where many of the Marines and sailors are killed. There, it's tough. It's a tough area that they're fighting in. He was a member of the 2nd Battalion, 4th Marines out of 1MEF. That's the Marine Expeditionary Force in Camp Pendleton. We will follow a lot more on this, and if you look in on Reading.com on Time Under the Helmet, as soon as I get more information, I will be putting it on the blog, too. Before we get to our first guest, I just thought I'd talk about it because I said it right before we left about extortion and PG&E. I got a phone call last night. It was not really a phone call. It was one of those recorded calls. I don't know. Does that count as a phone call when the phone rings, you pick it up, and it's kind of like, hello, this is PG&E. You can opt out of the smart meter. And I went, oh, the way you do that, and I hung up at that point because, frankly, I just have it for gas, and it's just, anyway. But what they're saying is that you can opt out. Unfortunately, to do that, it's going to cost you $75 to opt out, and then $10 a month to stay opted out, which in my mind is, that's kind of like extortion. That, okay, we put this on your house when you didn't want it, and now, if you don't want it, we're going to charge you for it. I think there could be a better way. And then, of course, the people that voted on that to make that happen was, of course, the California Public Utilities Commission, a bunch of bureaucrats appointed by the governor. And I'm, you know, and who knows? Perhaps they were also appointed and helped paid for by PG&E. I'm sure I shouldn't say that. I just find it interesting how they can say, oh, we're doing this for you, and it costs you more money, and then when you don't want it because it, you know, some people are having medical problems, and then they say, okay, fine, it's going to cost you money. All right. Hey, welcome aboard there, sweetheart.
Hey, and yes, it does work.
What? Okay. Hey, our guest today, a new business is opening up in town. Can I say that?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's get everybody turned on and okay, now lean in here there, kiddo. All right. Well, we're welcoming Dave Sandrock, who is very well known around town, and Aubin Albright, who will become very well known around town. And they and Dave has this great new business called Reading Body Genesis. Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning. Hi, Linda.
Good morning.
Yeah. And Aubin is here because she is one of the people that works there, mm-hmm. and she is now going to be a TV star.
That's right.
Because and I think because you all took what you're doing down to this to a TV show called The Doctors.
That's correct, Carl.
Which is one of the highest rated new shows in the country. Because they've got real physicians answering real questions about things that people have. About questions that people have. So tell us a little bit about Reading Body Genesis.
Well, in a nutshell, Reading Body Genesis is about using a new FDA-approved technology that's a cold laser. And allows us to target specific areas of fat on your body and reduce it very quickly. It's not untypical for a woman to lose 2 to 3 dress sizes in 4 weeks and 8 sessions. The science is valid. It's been vetted by the federal government, and we're fortunate to open this.
It's big in Europe. The federal government's looked at it.
Yep.
So that, and it's part of kind of reshaping your life, which is what I see the Body Genesis is.
That's right.
And it's along with a couple of changes in diet, but not it doesn't you're not making real drastic changes. You're just being active with the laser treatments.
That's correct. This is not a silver bullet. I mean, you still have to participate in your own health. There's a moderate amount of cardiovascular exercise that you do immediately post treatment to burn off the released fatty acids and glycerol, but it's very effective. It's again the number one slimming procedure that's being done in Europe and the UK. Was FDA approved back in November of last year, and you'd have to go to Portland or Sacramento to get the same type of a facility.
Okay, and so you have started. I know you're in the process of opening it up here now. Aubin, you went down to because the doctor show, which, like I said, is one of the newest top-rated shows in the nation. With all the doctors, different types. I think it was plastic surgery and who knows what else. There's four
of
them.
Super Bowl Beauty Bowl is what they called.
Super Bowl Beauty Bowl. Okay, now you went down there for this, right?
Yep, I did.
Okay, tell us about it.
It was fantastic. They had originally approached us to come down because they really believe in the technology. And we went down on a Tuesday or Wednesday and did the filming. And what it essentially is they place the eye lipo pads in a problem area and did a mock treatment. And what it's done for me anyway in my few treatments that I've had is it's really helped me shape those problem areas, and which I am so excited about because us women, we have spots. We can't get rid of fat some places. You know, for some women, it's the love handles. Some women, it's the hips. And I'm telling you, it's made a huge difference in my workout regime.
Okay. Now the business hasn't opened yet. Mm-hmm. But the reason we're talking about mm-hmm. it is the fact that we've seen it. We've been talking with you all, and then this thing with Aubin being down there is that we're getting, you know, y'all getting ready to launch another business here in town, and we're all for new businesses.
Well, thank you, Carl. We're pretty excited too. You know, I come from a medical family, and when this technology was first presented to me, I kind of looked at it like with a real jaundiced eye. But I've gone from a 44 to a 40 in 6 sessions, and I haven't been able to lose weight around my waist in years. I've been very stable with my weight. I'm kind of the ideal candidate because, you know, once it's gone, it's gone. It can come back just like any other fat on your body, but it's a lot easier once those target areas are gone to keep it gone.
Yeah, kind of like when you're into the routine, it's a jump start there, according to, you know, to what you've shown me. And I've seen the, and by the way, I mean, we just don't bring people on like this when we're talking about that, because it, you know what, your body and your weight is very, very, very personal. So you've got a great DVD. Like I said, they've been doing this in Europe for years, and then the FDA just approved it. So we got to take a break. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, Free Fire Media. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. How are you this morning? Currently 7:24 in the morning, and our guests have been Robin Albright and Dave Sandrock. We're talking about Reading Body Genesis. And if you guys have never seen the show The Doctors, it has really become one of the most highly acclaimed morning shows. Actually, it plays all of the time, but we can see it in Reading at 9 o'clock. Tomorrow, you guys are debuting.
You're right. We are.
So there you are, Aubrey. Would you share with us the experience of all of a sudden you're talking about, or Aubin, I'm sorry, Aubin Albright, okay, AA, KRCR Channel 7 tomorrow at 9 a.m., we're going to actually get to witness what it's like for a local girl who's going big to be on the show The Doctors. And what was it like? Tell us what was you got there and then.
And then it was actually really exciting. I met quite a few people. I actually was able to meet Ken Paves, who is a famous hairstylist, and went into hair, makeup, and wardrobe. And I was thinking, oh, great, business casual, I'll be fine. Next thing I know, they're bringing out maybe a size zero pair of spandex shorts, and I went, oh, this is not what I signed up for. But it was really fun. The entire experience was great once they adjust the short size a little bit.
You are brave to put on the spandex shorts first. Anybody is.
On national TV. And they told me later, they're like, oh, well, only about 13 million people watch. I said, oh, okay, well, it's done.
So once you had on the spandex shorts, then what?
Well, we did a mock treatment because the treatment itself takes about 20 minutes, and we had about a minute and a half segment. So they had me all set with the machines, and a doctor out of Walnut Creek did the mock procedure and was the one that was talking about the science behind it. And speaking with the older gentleman doctor. And they seemed really jazzed about it, and they went into the science and why it works.
So what's exciting about this, again, for our listeners, and Body Genesis is a brand new business that's going to be opening here. It's the only kind of, I want to call it, it's a laser, Dave, explain the machine to us.
Okay, it's actually a cold laser. There's no anesthesia, no needles, no downtime. No side effects in like 300,000 patient hours. There hasn't been a single contradiction or side effect. What it does is a very specific wavelength of laser light. It stimulates the mitochondria in your fat cells. Now, this is your adipose tissue that's above your muscles. It doesn't work on visceral fat. And it does exactly the same triggering that your brain does when your body needs energy. So take that triglyceride, that fat, convert it into fatty acids and glycerol. Let's make the cell wall permeable. Your lymph system transfers it around the body, and it's immediately available to either burn, excrete, or store. And so we have a very modest cardiovascular exercise that we have our clients do post-treatment, and they burn anywhere from 600 to 1,400 calories.
And so this is why it's essential to do the exercise afterwards.
The other thing about this is actually a medically directed, I mean, we're not a medi-spa as such because this is all we do, but we do have a local doctor who is our medical director. Everybody gets screened, and, you know, if he doesn't give them the get-go, we say, we're sorry, we don't think you're a candidate for this, but we do offer them the opportunity. We'll send everything over to their family practice physician, and if he can take the time and he's willing to give them the go-ahead, then we will go ahead and treat them.
Now, what? Tell our listeners how, if those people are so fascinated with this technology, they want to go online, they want to read about it, they want to see what it's about. Where do they go?
Well, the company that manufactures this product is called Chromagenics. They're in Wales, chromogenex.com. They've been in the medical laser business since the mid '60s. This has been in Europe since 2006. It's the single most popular treatment of its kind in the UK and the continent, hands down. And it was originally released into the East Coast after it was FDA approved. It's made its way out here to the West. There's a small number of them down in, literally in Hollywood. I think there's one in Sacramento. There will be ours, and there's one up in Portland, Oregon.
So is there a website here, local website?
There is a local website. It's www.readingbodygenesis.com. I would suggest that people look at the clinical stuff. That's where the real meat of it is. That's the very, very complete studies. You know, 100 patients, 70 patients, followed very closely. It's very statistically valid.
Well, it's been fun for us, huh, Carl? We've been on the ride, and we are watching and learning what this is about, and we encourage you to check it out, too. Go to Body Genesis go to readingbodygenesis.com. And tomorrow, The Doctors.
It does. It airs tomorrow at 9 a.m. It's really exciting.
And how do we get a phone number? We got really quick here. What's your phone number?
Our office phone number for scheduling consultations. Consultations are free, obviously. 530-356-2590.
Dave Sandrock, and we got to run. Dave Sandrock and Auburn, we'll watch you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, we'll be right back after the news.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks searching for direction in early morning trading on Wall Street. A mixed bag of January retail sales seems to be overshadowing some better-than-expected news on the labor front. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is little changed, the NASDAQ posting a larger gain, and the S&P 500 a small gain. The unemployment line got a little bit shorter last week. Jobless claims fell more than expected to 367,000. It's the third straight week claims have been below that key 400,000 mark. But announced layoffs jumped in January, as employers announced plans to lay off more than 53,000 people. Outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says that's up 39% versus a year ago. January typically represents the biggest layoff month of the year. And the American worker was more productive during the final months of 2011. Productivity rose 0.7% during the fourth quarter. That was in line with estimates. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much could I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Treat your sweetheart to Wind River Casino's Cupid Couple Slot Tournament on Friday, February 10th at 6 o'clock. Over $7,000 up for grabs. Just a $40 buy-in for couple or $25 for singles. Plus, drawings for a chance to win a night at the Hilton Garden Inn, dinner for two at Elements, and $25 free slot play. This tournament will sell out fast. Buy-in now at the River Club. $5 free slot play, plus prize drawings. For details, log on to WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. It's better on the river. A great meal is always a good idea. And where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people. Perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, $4.95 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors. And Frank Hilachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Here we have a rare treat, the keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads long distances using minimal natural resources, her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move 1 ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to invite each and every one of you to the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, February 9th, 10th, and 11th. There are many new vendors to the timber industry and their suppliers. This year's logging sports competition has 5 colleges competing in the chopping and choker setting competition. 800 kids from our local schools will be going to Education Day. We have a new event this year called the Log Loading Competition out on the racetrack, along with the Backhoe Rodeo and the Truck Driving Skills Competition. The Trucker Seminar early Saturday morning with our local CHP. SierraCascadeLogging.com. Check out our events and our times with our Wild Animals Show for the kids on Saturday. We have a few spaces left, so give me a call at 246-8573. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. It's about 48 degrees outside in downtown studios of KCNR. Looks like we're going to have a sunny day with temperatures reaching around 68. What a fabulous day. Clear evening with temperatures around 36. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. And that's 4128 Hilltop Drive. And just don't forget about their coffee specials. For $3, you get smoking hot.
You get the
coffee
mochas.
Flavor of the month.
You get the mochas. You get the, and not only that.
Let's talk about the flags.
If you have a flag that's old or it's been damaged and you don't know what to do with it, you take it down to 2143 Hilltop Drive, and Joe and Shelley and their people down there will take the flag for you and make sure that it's destroyed. And with honors, that it's taken care of with honors, instead of just throwing it away in a garbage can or something like this. Just take it down to Tobacco and Brew, and they and it's like I said, it's handled with honor. The flag, it's not burnt in the streets like they do in Oakland. So, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
2143.
We had all the numbers.
Well, it's okay. It's all right. Everybody, you know, Hilltop Drive, Tobacco Brew.
Everybody knows
they go. They go together. Wow, we've been on a roll this morning. This is really exciting. You know, of course, the Body Genesis folks were on just now. And, of course, coming up right now is our two of our favorite people. A group of favorite, Barbara Harrison.
Yes, ma'am.
And Jean King.
Good morning.
From the Shasta Women's Refuge. Welcome. I mean, on so
Thank
many
you
other
for
things.
Having us.
But let's talk about, this is the big event this Saturday night. The one of the, if not the biggest fundraiser of the year.
That's correct.
Is the Crab Feed.
Yep. It's the Crab Feed.
So you're here to talk.
Just think of, imagine yourself serving crab to 12,000 people. I mean, talk about a wild party.
12,000
we have a
people.
1,200 people. Excuse me. Thank you, ma'am.
I was going to say 12,000.
We are having
you guys
a big
have trucks
party.
Going all over.
No. Yeah.
No, but still 1,200 people. There's a lot of people under one roof. Yep. And it is the best crab. I swear, every year we have just been completely blown away with how fabulous it is, as well as the clam chowder.
That's done by the Anderson Rotary.
Yes.
It's outstanding. Yeah, they do that every year. They donate for us, and they come early in the morning. They have a wonderful time cooking this, and they're in the back part of the dining room, and they party hardy while they're making this, but they make the best.
Involved.
Yeah, right on. They make the best clam chowder in all of our little land here. I mean, it's just awesome. They're just a great bunch of guys to do that for us every year.
Well, it's kind of like you are the king of the crab feeds. You
queen.
Know, the queen and the king. But you do have a crab, what is it, the crab king?
Crustacean.
The crab that comes through. There's
yeah,
a crab
woman,
dance.
Yeah, yeah that's... Irish Robertson does this for us every year, and I got to tell you, this lady
Wait
is
a minute, you just
wonderful.
Gave her name now.
That's okay.
she
needs
costume.
She needs the recognition because she's the sweetheart to do this every year. She really is. She
oh,
loves
see,
doing it.
I always thought
it.
There was a surprise, so you never knew who was going to be the, in the crab suit.
No,
but,
not really.
Okay.
Not really. She's just a sweetie to do it.
I think one year Jack Regan did it.
Yes, that was a long time ago, right?
I was there. That was my first time ever.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, this
that
place
was
is
forever
amazing.
Ago. Yeah,
I love
so,
your
you
know, crab.
This is our
I love your crab.
Annual.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is our 25th anniversary.
25th
anniversary. 5 years, yeah.
Wow, 25 anniversary.
It's not the same crab, though, right?
No. They're just now picking our crab. It's still in the ocean, so it's really going to be fresh.
Well, this is what I really like is how it's got to meet the certain specifications for your crab feed. You know, they throw back probably 9 out of 10.
Yeah,
they just pick that perfect 10th crab for this crab feed.
We have a good vendor that takes very good care of us.
Yeah. So how many pounds?
What was it? 4,400 pounds, I think it is. Yeah.
Think about
and
that.
Our crab, it went up this year. Our costs went up this year. So we're still trying to adjust other things that we do, and we're still going to be okay.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good. Okay. So now let's
auction items, great silent auction items.
Well, I'm not too proud to say that I like to do the silent auction items, and they're beautiful art pieces or something, and I pass them on.
See what we have this year.
Birthday presents, Christmas presents.
You should just allow her to go free. Because I just take out the debit card. And
I don't understand free unless it's a donation.
Okay, this is why. Because she walks out with 12 different auction items.
I know.
You know that. I mean, it's like, oh.
And we have something.
I'm bringing
new this
her
year.
A grocery bag this year.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so share with us for the people who are that are driving to work. Again, I always think about the people driving to work. You're getting out. Oh, I forgot. It's the craft feed. How do they get tickets? What do people do at the last minute?
Well, the last minute, they still today up until 3 o'clock, I believe, can go online and still get tickets or go to down to the refuge on Benton or go to the Family Justice Center. After that, they'll be at the door. We're getting low on tickets, but they're still available. So if you still want to go, yeah, give us a holler.
Can
they're
I say,
$40.
Yeah. Can I say something yeah. is that it is absolutely the greatest crab feed. You get...
Thank you.
The crab is hot. The people are delivering it. I don't know if it's hot.
No, it's
no,
cold.
It's cold.
It's cold. But it seems
it's,
like it's hot.
It's
oh, no.
Hot.
It's the hot,
hot,
it's the hot yeah. butter that you have there. Yeah. But they're
it's
all
a hot
over
item.
You. You turn around and you go, you kind of stretch a little bit, and somebody puts a crab leg in your hand.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like that. It is absolutely wonderful. And the service, the people that are there doing the serving, are they deserve
they
awards.
And those are all volunteers. We have like 200 people come in and volunteer to help us put this on. We couldn't do it without them. There's no way. There's
so what's
no
happening
way.
This year, Jane, you were saying something different this year?
Well, we have a wishing tree that we are putting up, and our board of directors are kind of manning that, and that's so all of those of you that don't get a chance to get a auction item can give to our shelter just with, through a little envelope. So we don't want to miss any donation this year. So that's our wishing tree that our board is going to be talking about at the event.
That's great. We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about what the funds. We talk about crab and a great party and everything, but let's talk about really the seriousness of maybe some statistics and where the money will go on.
We're all going to Vegas. That's it.
We'll be right back after these messages.
America, can you donate to a worthy cause and eat all the crab you want all in one fabulous evening? It's time again for the 25th annual Women's Refuge All-You-Can-Eat Crab Feed this Saturday night at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Welcome room opens at 4 p.m. Dining doors open at 5 with no host bar, live and silent auction items, and Dutch raffle prizes. Then indulge yourself with a delicious all-you-can-eat crab dinner, including clam chowder, salad, French bread, coffee, and dessert. This well-known dinner is the largest fundraising event for the Women's Refuge and is always a sellout event, so get your tickets early. Only $40 and available at the Shasta Women's Refuge Administration Office, the Shasta Family Justice Center, and online at ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org. Reserve your table for 8 with VIP seating, wine, and special goodies online, or call Christy at 244-0118, extension 202. Additional sponsorships and donations to the auctions are greatly appreciated. We look forward to dining with you this Saturday at the silver anniversary of the annual Women's Refuge Crab Feed, co-sponsored by National University, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Redding Rancheria.
Hi, I'm sitting here with Ann, and we're talking about Adamson's Peak Performance. A lot of women our age are starting to take control of their lives. It's never too late to get back into your body, right? Tell us about your story.
I've lost 25, 26 pounds.
You look amazing.
I'll be 60 in January. I am much stronger. I can go the distance. My kids are very proud of me. They even comment, Mom, I can really tell the difference.
Well, I haven't seen you in a few months, and I can say that you look 20 years younger.
It boils down to me, if I don't care about myself, I can't possibly care for anybody else in my family.
Thanks, Ann, for that great testimony. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006 or go to adamsonspeakperformance.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights right here on KCNR 1460. We talk about fun, fashion, what's hot and what's not. We talk to authors, musicians, and it's all live. We cover entertainment in the North State. Find out what's going on right here, on the spot with Linda Bott.
brought to you by the Mount Shasta Mall, Dandelion Boutique, your exclusive Brighton dealer, and California Auto Repair and Smog.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Yeah, we're walking on sunshine here, February the 2nd, 7:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Bob and Judy have been there since 1985. You need something sharpened, they can sharpen it. You need a bandsaw blade, they will make it to order while you wait. You want those garden equipment, you want those shapers, you want those axes sharp. How about just those knives? They do it. 1985, they've been here and growing, and they've been delivering to their customers just outstanding work. Give them a call at 530-365-1479, or drop by and see them at 6915 Eastside Road in Anderson. Really, really nice people, parts of our community. They're a member of our community that gives so much for our community. R&B Sharpening. Our guest, Gene King. From Women's Refuge. And Barbara Harrison from, we like to think of Barbara Harrison as being a citizen of the world. And that we're just
thank
lucky
you.
We're just lucky that you lit here in
yes,
Reading.
You're in Reading. I've been a few places. I'm happy to be here, though.
Okay, we're talking about the crab feed. Got a few tickets left.
Yes.
But we're talking, 4,400 pounds of crab.
Right.
Yeah.
1,200 people.
Give or take an ounce.
Yeah, all at the Anderson Fairgrounds this Saturday night. So
there you go.
Get your tickets right away. We've only got a few left.
Let's talk about the Shasta Women's Refuge, and that you have, you know, of course, funding has been cut on so many things throughout our country, but the funding for, so it's all about these fundraisers, that where the money comes to be able to help.
Exactly.
And the statistics, one in every...
Well, it's about 40% of women. They just did the recent census that was done, came up with statistics they just put out, and it's they're saying that 40% of the women have been slapped, beaten, shoved, pushed, all the way to knife, choked, and shot. So it's huge, and they are saying that it's more like an epidemic now than ever. It's not good.
In general, about how many people come through your doors on a daily basis?
Boy.
Well, you know, it's hard to say. We see an average about 300 a month. Now that we've moved to the Family Justice Center, our offices in there, that's increased. So we, you know, and it goes in cycles, too. Before Christmas, it kind of builds up. Right during Christmas, people don't want to leave. They stay home more mm-hmm. than they come in again right after Christmas. So, you know, it kind of goes up and down. And but right now, we're very, very busy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And you know that our client services are located at the Shasta Family Justice Center now. So I just want to make sure everybody knows where to find
you're
us.
You're downtown.
We're downtown in the mall, right above Leatherby's seems to be the best way to describe it.
Okay.
Third floor.
And so in general, just kind of walk us through when somebody comes in, you know, I'm saying this and I'm kind of stopping over myself because I think it's important as we do these fundraisers, even though we're having a great time, we know, oh, it's, you know, for the Shasta, that's like window dressing.
Absolutely.
Share with us when somebody walks through who maybe could never have walked through the door and now it's time for them to say, okay. What happens next?
Well, let me just say, first of all, it's a process for people. It isn't generally I walk in the door once and everything gets solved. Women leave an average of 7 times. So it's a process, and it's that first step we encourage you to take. So some people walk in the door once, and some it's a lot more. What we do is really work to get people the services they need, and that's an individual counseling session. Some may have family resources, places to go that can help, money, a house to live. Others are homeless, have nobody to go to. They've left their house, their food, their everything. And others are in fear for their life. So what we do is determine really, first of all, what kind of help do they need and where do we help them get that help. So it's we have our advocates are certified by the state of California. It's not just a simple process. It's counseling, child care, child protective services, HUD. all sorts of things. A restraining order is probably one of the main things, is getting a restraining order so we can keep their abuser away from them. And that is a difficult process. A lot of people start it and stop it. They don't want to hurt their husband. They don't want to hurt the finances. So, there's a lot involved. It's hard to kind of describe in a few minutes, but that's what we do. Anywhere from maybe just some counseling, a shoulder to cry on while you get out, to sending them maybe to San Diego because that's the only place they can be safe.
Great.
We got to take a quick break here. We're talking about the
I think it's important that we, like I said, we kind of get a visual of what happens with the process. And like you said, it is a process.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing we need, and excuse me for interrupting, but this is on my brain, and we always seem to kind of slide by it and don't mention it too much. This is for men, too. Okay, men can be helped in this program.
I was going to bring that up after the
And we do get them in there, and they go through just as much traumatic as a gal does. Mm-hmm. So. And they have maybe children involved that they have custody of. So, you know, they need help too.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're talking about the Shasta Women's Refuge crab feed and all that's happening inside of the Shasta Women's Refuge along, more details after these messages. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Why people keep coming back to Crown Motors. And Frank Hilachico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. The pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
My game plan for big game entertaining? Sam's Club.
Member Casey Harrison.
We save on all the snacks, all the drinks, even a sharp 60-inch LED TV. So on game day, the best seats in the house are gonna be in my house.
Not a member? Start your new Sam's Club Plus membership now through February 5th and score extra points with a $20 gift card. Then make saving part of your game plan all year long.
Great prices, great selection, great party. In my book, that's a win-win-win.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
It's time for R&B Shopping and Sales Poetry Theater. Now here's Bob with Ode to an Edge, Celebrity Voice Impersonations.
Bob and Judy, are we keeping things sharp at R&B? When you go to trim your hedge, are your shears without an edge? Does your saw blade reject a woodworking project? Do you use your knife twice when you slice and dice? Set aside intrepidation and fears. We're the ones who have honed your shears, along with blades, bits, and knives, because with every edge, we're wise. We'll send you along with the keenest edges, and you'll say no one else can sharpen like we. That's Bob and Judy at R&B.
R&B Shopping and Sales Poetry Theater was brought to you by R&B Shopping and Sales off Highway 273 in Anderson, just north of UPS, next door to Mundino's Cabinets. Visit R&B Shopping and Sales on the web at bandsaw-blades.com.
Stop me soon before I get old and get me out of this rhyming mode.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Bob Wagner of Wagner Electric. How long have you been coming in with your vehicles?
I'm going to say in the least the last 8 years, if not longer.
Ah, we've been in business 18 years. How long has Wagner Electric been around?
We've only been around for 46 years.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
Most definitely. I've referred my son and I refer my other relatives to Cars and also friends that when they need mechanical work done that they can go there because they're going to get treated correctly.
Have you ever used our concierge service?
Saved a lot of hassle and headache by you guys being able to pick it up and deliver it and I didn't have to mess with anything and I could still do what I need to be doing.
What do you think is our hallmark?
Honesty.
Well, thank you so much for being a customer.
As soon as we need something done, we'll be giving you a call.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR.
You moved my cheese. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I've been looking frantically for two pieces of paper, my friends. This is KCNR 1460 and Free Fire Radio with Carl and DeBott.
Do you think anybody cares? You misplaced a piece of paper.
We're glad he found it, though. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
Why don't you tell everybody how I misplaced it?
Carl, we are just simply outnumbered in here.
Okay, I'm just going to shut up.
Face it.
I'm just, hey, we're welcoming Gene King from the CEO. I guess the director, I guess, would be.
Executive director.
Executive
fine.
Director of the Women's Refuge. And Barbara Harrison, executive director of the world.
Yeah, exactly.
We're talking about the crab feed that's going to be this Saturday. Tickets are still available, but one of the things too we're talking about in Women's Refuge, it's also for men. I think it's like 10% yes. of the
exactly.
people that come through there are men,
yeah.
and this is tough. This is tough for men to do
mm-hmm.
this to come in because for a variety of reasons,
pride
ego and such.
But you'd be surprised the men that do come in. I mean, it really is a wide group of men, from anyway, successful businessmen to someone who
is generally
being poisoned by his wife. I mean, you think in different ways of what is domestic violence. It covers more things than you would think. He was ill, and she was hoping to shorten that, I guess. So, but
wow.
we help
you hear
everyone.
About that.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah,
like a movie out of a book, you know. But it's real.
Oh, we could probably make a lot of money for the refuge if we could write some of these books. Yeah,
they're confidential.
Of course.
And somebody was in the other day too, looking was talking about volunteers, training for volunteers mm-hmm. for hotlines and
that
hotlines.
Was Katie. Katie came in and talked to you guys. Yeah,
and I think we put together a public service announcement.
It's wonderful.
For that.
I've heard it. It's great, you guys.
We're just in the our first year asking some of the what's the process. The first process is really is that calling that crisis line. That's how people get directed to where they should go. Sometimes that means they do come in. Sometimes we can help them just through that line. That is a volunteer line. That's a really important. They have 66 hours of training in order to do that. So,
and the message that Katie was trying to give when she was here is the fact that we are looking for more volunteers to go through this training process and spend that 66 mm-hmm. hours of getting trained to be an advocate and to do the crisis line.
We do have somebody that's a personal friend in our circle that has gone through that and was, on the crisis hotline. And mm-hmm. so when we would say, hey, we're going to get together, come to dinner, and she'd go, well, I can't because I'm on call, or if it's just the four of us, I can't. I have to go in the other room if I take a call, and you understand I may be gone for a while. We're, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. The permission, you don't even have to ask. We're happy to see you if it's for 5 minutes. But that voice on the other line can change a life.
They mm-hmm. don't get to enjoy maybe your company, but they can't always celebrate with anything. They can't have a glass of wine or anything. So their whole life is just revolves around us, and we are so appreciative and thankful for those volunteers.
Yeah, and it lasts how long while they're actually volunteers? Is it a 6-month commitment after they
Well, we hope they will stay longer than that because of all the training involved. It seems to be a cycle of most people last a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
We have some people who have been there 15, 16 years, come off, leave us, come back after a while. But most people, I would say, stay a couple of years. It's pretty intensive. And they do need to devote that time. So we're always training new people to go on that line. So we really encourage people to help us out because that is our first line of help for the community.
Well, this is great, guys. I know it just says we go get ready for the crab feed and have this huge, fabulous party down at the Anderson Fairgrounds. It's great to be mindful. And also, Bob Belongi, you will be there.
Oh, my God, he's huge.
Bob and Britta Belongi Entertainment put together the slideshows and all the entertainment.
The PowerPoint. He does all of that.
Bob and Brenda are out there. You all play a huge part in there, Bob. So,
that's what I meant, Bob.
Pat your back.
I got cut off with my conversation here.
Well, in the community, they're buying tables. It's amazing how supportive the community is. So it's a great event, but you're right. We have to remember why we're doing it. We're raising money to help.
Yeah.
And have fun while we're raising money is a good great way to do it.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for being here.
Can I just mention one more thing, too? The doors open at 4.
4?
And that gives you time to come in and check out the auction items, the Dutch raffle, the Giving Tree, socialize with your friends, and have maybe a glass of wine before you go in. At 5 o'clock is when the dining doors open.
Oh, wonderful.
And when does it start?
Well, that you go in and you get your seats, you visit with people, and then the crab is or excuse me,
the crab parade.
No, I wasn't. The chowder starts, and then the crab parade starts, and then the crab comes in. So it's a kind of a little bit of a process. Yeah. We have another little surprise that we're going to spring on everybody prior to the crab lady coming in. So
all right,
and it'll give us another little insight of what we do at the refuge.
And it is the 25th anniversary.
Yep.
So wonderful. Thanks, ladies.
Thank
for
you
being
so
here.
Much. You guys are such great supporters.
It'll be a great night.
You.
Thank you. Well, when we come back, Russ Small, our resource director of the county, will be here with us. We'll talk to him, find out what he does.
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
Have you disciplined anyone from Fast and Furious?
No, I've not as yet.
Attorney General Eric Holder under more Republican scrutiny in Congress this morning. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The sixth time in a year, the Attorney General is facing questions from Congress about Fast and Furious.
The department has also responded to more than three dozen letters from members of Congress and facilitated numerous witness interviews.
But House Oversight Committee Chairman Republican Daryl Issa complains the Justice Department is dragging its feet.
The need for over-managing and redacting and careful looking by teams of lawyers have gotten in the way.
Earlier this week, ISA threatened to hold Holder in contempt of Congress if a subpoena deadline isn't fulfilled next week. Dave.
Jared, the Fast and Furious operation sent guns into Mexico. Now, the Fed chairman is also testifying at the House.
Inflation currently looks to be very well controlled.
Ben Bernanke also says interest rates will stay low for two more years, but he adds huge budget deficits are a threat to the economy. Last week, first-time jobless claims fell again, down to 367,000 on Wall Street, the Dow up 12 points. President Obama takes his 2012 tax agenda to the National Prayer Breakfast. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
At the annual gathering of faith leaders, the president took on religious critics of his policies. The president defending his policies from a Christian perspective as the right thing to do.
We can't leave our values at the door.
On taxes, saying wealthy Americans have a moral obligation to give up more of that wealth.
I believe in God's command to love thy neighbor as thyself.
But as for those who object to his policies on moral grounds, the president said personal religious beliefs alone can't dictate our response to every challenge. Dave?
Like all the Republicans still in the 2012 race are campaigning in Nevada before Saturday's caucuses, and Donald Trump may be there too today to endorse somebody. Which candidate he'll back isn't clear yet. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Every second, someone turns to OnStar for help.
I just woke up and my car was stolen.
I hate that you had to call us under these circumstances, but I'll be happy to assist you. Are you in a safe location?
Yeah, the car was in the driveway. My wife's car was behind mine. I come out to get the newspaper. Her car's out in the street. So they pushed her car out to get to my car.
Do you have the stolen vehicle report number?
550.
Now you can add this kind of protection to your car with new OnStar FMV.
Police Department.
I have a location on a stolen vehicle. It's just off of Riddler Brook Court. It's stationary.
Thanks, OnStar. We have three units going out there.
This is Keith.
This is the OnStar Center. We have located the vehicle. Police should be contacting you shortly.
Okay, thanks so much.
OnStar is built into most new Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac models. And now, you can even add it to your car with new OnStar FMV. Visit OnStar.com for FMV retailers, availability, system limitations, and details.
The war in Afghanistan could be over sooner. The U.S. tells NATO it wants to move up the timeline to end combat to sometime in 2013, and then American troops would shift to a training mission to help Afghan forces through 2014. A U.S.-backed operation by the Philippine military has taken out a terror leader.
Our troops on the ground together with...
It was a dawn raid on a stronghold of the Abu Sayyaf terror group carried out by the Philippines military. Three terror masterminds among those killed, including the head of regional terror network Jamaat Islamiyah, a Malaysian man known as Marwan, the most wanted terrorist in Southeast Asia. He had a $5 million U.S. government bounty on his head.
This is a big blow on the part of
the Philippines military long battling Islamist terror, mainly on several southern islands, plagued by bombings, kidnappings, and beheadings. In London, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
Well, this will help anyone who wants to buy a home or refinance. Mortgage rates down again. Freddie Mac says the 30-year rate 3.87%, the 15-year 3.14%. before hitting another record low. A boxing legend is gone.
Angelo Dundee was the best corner man in boxing and the man who made Muhammad Ali. He had other students in the ring, Sugar Ray Leonard, Willie Pastrano, and others. But with Ali, Dundee was more than a trainer. Dundee and Ali were a double act from the time he was Cassius Clay, fighting only his second pro fight in 1960 until 21 years later when he was beaten by Trevor Burbick. Over the course of 60 fights, Dundee stayed, even as others quit because of the punishment Ali was taking to his body. Dundee says he stayed to make sure that Ali didn't get hurt bad. Angelo Dundee was 90. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
Today's the day groundhogs emerge all over the country. None more famous than Punxsutawney Phil, who this morning saw his shadow in Pennsylvania, so...
6 more weeks of winter, it must be!
Which may not be so bad, considering it's been a mild winter for most of us. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning, February the 2nd. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can join the chat room, as many, many of you all do every day. We're also streaming video live. Just go to livestream.com and Free Fire Radio.
And the chat pack is loaded with questions as we get going here soon and our upcoming guests. But currently, if you're looking to see what the weather's going to be like today, right here, 49 degrees. In the downtown studios of KCNR, downtown on Market Street. And we're going to have a beautiful day, sunny, with the temperatures getting to be around 68 tonight. A clear evening with temperatures around 36. Looks like we are heading towards a beautiful weekend, which is great for that keeping in shape. And let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor. Good morning. Let's hear what's happening with the Market Minute with Josh Wiley.
Well, good morning. Stocks are searching for direction in the opening hour of trading following U.S. economic reading that met projections. Specifically, jobless claims for the week of January 28th came in at 367,000, slightly topping consensus expectations of 370,000. Currently, the Dow is up 14 points at 12,731, while the NASDAQ is up 19 at 2,867, and the S&P 500 is up 4, 1,328. Oil's down 81 cents at $96.80 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3%. Gold's up $9.90 this morning at $1,759, while silver's up 40 cents at $34.21 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, McDonald's is up 28 cents at $98.68, Home Depot's up 6 pennies at $44.51, while Bank of America is up 12 cents at $7.47. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Josh. And, well, coming up, we're going to have a great hour here with question and answers and call in with our special guest.
Russ Mall, who heads up the Department of Resource Management for the County of Shasta, one of the most powerful, I would say, probably one of the most powerful departments that a county can have. You've got so many things with you there, Russ, and we're going to talk about what exactly you do, what everything you cover, and the questions that go along with it. And there have been a few lately. But first we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to begin. This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Month of Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase 3, you get 1 free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, folks. Chief Master Sergeant Bob Dunlap, United States Air Force, retired, and your Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. It was truly an honor and a privilege to serve our country for 26 years as a member of the United States Air Force. And now I'm proud to serve on another very important team working hard to erect a memorial to all Air Force veterans at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. This one-of-a-kind memorial will be dedicated to all the fine men and women who have sacrificed so much to ensure America's superiority in the skies. To learn more about the Air Force Memorial and how you can personally support this project, please visit our webpage at www.usafmemorial.org. Thank you, and remember, aim high, Air Force.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott, it is 8:10 in the morning on February the 2nd. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble. Give Mike Huber a call at 241-7866. It's time to spruce up your house, kitchen, bathroom, outside. He does great work. He's got a very, very complete facility there. He'll work with you. He'll work with any budget to help you. And he's... I've seen his work. We've had stuff at our home, and his work at our home, and we're very, very, very pleased with that. We just don't give out endorsements for people's work we don't approve of, and we think that it's got to be worthy that we would have it in our friends' homes, and that's what it has at Estate Granite and Marble. Mike Huber, 241-7866, 241-STONE. Our guest, Shasta County Department of Resource Management, you are the director.
That's correct.
Russ Maul. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Russ, this is a huge department. And but tell us about you first. How did you get involved with the County of Shasta?
Well, I'd been in the environmental health field for a number of years, originating out of Southern Oregon. And spent a couple of years in California before I came to the County of Shasta. Came to the County of Shasta in 1987. Headed up the first department for the county of environmental health and air quality in 1989. And then in 1992, we formed the Department of Resource Management, sort of as an outgrowth of some political turmoil and some recession that was occurring in the early 90s.
Okay. When this thing was started, you started the department.
Then. That's correct.
Okay, and you've been the head of that department since it began.
Yes.
25 years.
That's correct.
It's a long time.
Yes.
to be in charge of anything. Okay. Let's talk about what you all do. I mean, you've got the heart of everything that happens in this county. If it has to do with building or air quality. Everything comes under you, doesn't it?
Typically what we say is that if you eat food, drink water, or breathe the air, we impact you every day. Some of our largest programs are really unseen programs. Our group of food inspectors that inspect 1,000 restaurants and grocery stores in the county every day. They don't inspect 1,000 every day, but over the year they go in 2 or 3 times to each one of those facilities to ensure that the food is safe. That's one of our largest programs and really not very well known, not very high profile, but it does impact us in a great fashion.
Okay, and just under like environmental health, 10 programs and 2,200 businesses that y'all are looking at, food pool, water supply, hazmat, septic systems, medical waste. Of course, the air quality district, which is huge. We want to talk about a couple of programs.
Sure.
We're talking about that. The planning, discretionary versus ministerial projects. 200 to 300 projects there a year, and building uniform codes and code enforcement, approximately 2,000 permits a year. Does it take with that many? How many people do you have working in the your codes and code enforcement in a permit?
Well, we have one person working in code enforcement, right. But and they're dedicated to that specific program. We're at the lowest point in at least my career here, where we have about department-wide, we have about 50 people working for us now. We've had upwards to 75 or so when the economy was a little better. We operate the department like a business, and we take money in for services that we provide. And if we don't take in money for services we provide, we lay people off.
Well, that's a good question, is because you can't imagine how many, when we start talking, a plethora of different businesses coming through when we start talking permits and the fees for that. How do you come up with the fees for one of the permits, for a building permit?
Well, it's actually pretty simple. Most of our fees, you have to have what's required, what's called a nexus, and that means you have to provide a service for the fee that you charge. And so what we do, and I'll pick a real simple program, let's say a swimming pool, a public swimming pool that we inspect. You spend X amount of time, it costs you X amount of time to prepare a file, keep the records. You take that total cost, divide it by the number of hours, take the total cost divided by the number of hours, and then you figure out how much it costs to do each pool inspection. And then based on the number of inspections that you do a year, that's the fee.
Okay, so a permit fee for a swimming pool would be how much then? I mean, does it
have to do with... have no idea.
Oh, okay. Well, let's just say that you're building... do you have any idea about any fees? I mean, I don't want to just keep going down that road.
Yeah, I know how I create the fees, or okay. How we put those fees into effect. The individual fees, we have thousands of them.
Okay.
And they're graduated to kind of go from, you know, the smallest thing, like maybe a re-roof permit and a building inspection, to a complete house. And it changes based on exactly what you're going to do. Depends on where you live. We have different snow loads and different inspection frequencies for different things in different parts of the county. And so it varies on where you live. In a lot of instances, it can depend on the elevation you live at. And so the fees are broken up, as I say, into about 1,000 different categories, so that everybody gets as fair a shake as we possibly can give them.
Is this open to the public?
Sure.
About these?
It's on our website.
Is it on your website?
Yes.
So they can see how each fee is broken down, how you come to that? But it comes down to the fact, though, it's can the fees be reduced?
We have, over the years, reduced some fees. Every time we go in and change fees, we look at fees. Sometimes we eliminate fees. Sometimes we reduce fees. And admittedly, we don't reduce very many because our costs change like everybody else's. But if there's a need to reduce a fee, we think we're charging more than it costs us to do it, we reduce that fee. And we do that not with as much frequency now because we haven't gone in for fee increases for a long time. But they do adjust annually based on the CPI, the Consumer Price Index. And interestingly enough, last year, I believe it was, or the year before, our fees actually went down based on the Consumer Price Index, which was a first for me. I'd never seen that happen. So the theory is that if the cost of doing business goes up, the fees goes up. If the cost of doing business goes down, the fees goes down.
And what's one of the things that people talk about when they're either via the chat room or people calling in or other people discussing it is the length of time it takes to get a permit.
Well,
weeks and weeks and weeks.
Actually, a building permit that comes in, a lot of them we issue across the counter. You can get a permit the day you walk in. On a single family residence, if everything's in place, probably about 10 days. We have, and I'm certainly willing to acknowledge, our staff is at an all-time low, especially in the building division. We now have a total of 3 people in the building division. And so 2 of those people, or actually 2.5 of those people, are out in the field all the time. And so to be able to do the plan checks and get all of that review done and get it ready to go, you know, it takes about 2 or 3 weeks now.
2 or 3 weeks, and, you know, I don't know if 2 or 3 weeks is really something to get upset about. What I've heard about was, you know, people calling about 2 or 3 months.
Well,
is there a special thing that would cause that? I mean,
absolutely.
Can you give me some examples of why it would take up to 3 or 4 or 5 months?
If somebody comes in with a permit, they don't know they're in a flood district, what's called an F1 flood zone or an F2 flood zone. And they come in and they apply, and we say, oh, well, they're in a flood zone. They need an elevation certificate. They have to have an engineer go out and tell us what elevation their house is going to be at so we know if it's going to be in the floodplain. And those are federal maps that show.
Right, I'm familiar with those.
And so there's a couple of weeks added to the system right there.
Do you take engineers, I mean, do you have your own engineers check things, or do you take, if an engineer is accredited with the state and all that, and he says something, do you just accept that?
No. We send it. There's two ways we do it.
If he's an engineer that maybe could be even accredited by you all, why wouldn't you accept that and save that time and money?
California doesn't work in that fashion.
They don't allow that?
I've worked in states where that is accepted. California typically does not do that.
But is that against the law in California?
Yes.
It is. So you've got to have your own guy go out and check what somebody just did.
Well, you have to sign off that it's acceptable, that it meets the code. Now, there may be a jurisdiction in California, although I'm not aware of one, that will just accept whatever is given to them as fact. Most of them check it, and they either send it out to someone who's qualified to do it, an independent third party, or they do it themselves.
Okay. We got to take a break here. Our guest is Russ Maul, who heads up the Resources Department, the Department of Resource Management for the County of Shasta. And I was just, you know, frankly, when I was looking it up and doing my background on it, was the amount of things that it covers in that one office. And you're in charge of all that. That's a great deal of power. I mean, it is. I mean, if that's what I'm going to talk to you when you get back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 8:20 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Mike Huber from Estate Granite on Man's Search for the Ultimate Roaster.
The Ultimate Lucky Roaster. Have you been afraid to smoke your dinner? It's easier than you think. With my roaster, you can have your meat and eat it too in under an hour and a half. The most flavorful smoked meat, the ultimate way to cook your favorite. Hung on 304 stainless steel hooks with lots of room to do 4 tri-tips or 4 chickens or 4 of your favorite rack of ribs. With the best flavor possible, have you heard of an ugly roaster? Well, this is not ugly. Made to order with your team's favorite colors for the ultimate backyard or tailgate experience. The fully polished barrel is my favorite for the hunter in mind. All finished with high temperature, lasting durability paint. And because we make each roaster from recycled metals, each one is unique. So call today for your personalized roaster, 241 Stone, 241-7866. And ask about our granite fire pit tables.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors. And Frank Hill at Chico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. Your pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and DeBott. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Go in there and get their special espresso there, Espresso Joe's, for $3 for a 16-ounce cup of coffee and go over there to their walk-in humidor and pick up the latest in their cigars. They have them on sale, the Macanudos there. You get three and get one free. Also, if you've got a flag that's been damaged and you don't really know what to do with it, you know, how do you take care of this? How do you dispose of this? Take it down to Tobacco and Brew. They've got a special program there that the flags are handled with honor and care. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Our guest is Russ Maugh, who heads up the Department of Resource Management for the County of Shasta, and it's a huge program. It's a huge job, Russ. I mean,
That's what I understand.
What you understand? You've been doing it for 25 years, so the amount of things that impact on your under your department. I mean, it's who do you work for there?
I work for the Board of Supervisors through the CAO.
Okay, through the CAO. But it's the Board of Supervisors that have the final say.
That's correct.
About you and anything that happens in the department.
That's correct.
Okay. Do all your departments have heads to them now?
Well, I have division managers that manage each division.
Right.
And we currently have, we're recruiting for two of those based on retirement in one and a vacancy in the other.
Okay, so you're looking for two division heads there.
Yes,
which divisions?
Building and Environmental Health.
Okay. All right, well, let's go to the phones here. Angel, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Russ, thank you for coming on the show. It's been quite a long time, and I'm glad that Carl finally got you to come on the show. My question to you is I work with a lot of clients. I actually go into the county a lot, building department. I also deal with the city of Reading. And I'm sure you're aware of the comparison. It is much easier to deal with the city. They have building inspectors on hand to answer questions. When you go in to get information on a permit, they spend a great deal of time with you so that you understand the process before you dive into it. At the county, it's a little different. Not only are the the length of time it takes to see one of the planners is horrendous. I mean, you could sit there for an hour when there's only two people in there. They basically just regurgitate what's in the county rule books. They're not very helpful as far as maybe putting themselves out a little bit to say to kind of help you with your issue. They basically just throw the rule at you, and then you have to basically decide, okay, here's the basics of what we need to do. My recommendation is to hire the professionals to deal with the county because you're not going to get the information that you see. People go in there, everyday people go into the county, and they basically look as the county as a resource, but that's not generally what happens. They just throw the rules right back at you, and you really don't get questions in gray areas that you want answered. My question to you is, I'm sure you're aware of the differences between the city and the county. As an administrator, what are some of the things that you see as the problems with the county planning office? And as a CEO, don't you feel a little bit accountable for the perception that's out there?
Thanks for your question. I appreciate that. And I will say this, that over the years, I've heard many, many times that the county is much easier to deal with than the city. I would say that that's probably an individual's perception, depending on who they work with and who they like and who they don't like. So I have to say that that's not typically the comment that I hear, but I do understand what you're talking about. And let me tell you the differences between the city and the county right now. The city of Reading subsidizes their building department with tax dollars. In other words, they maintain a staff that can provide in-office support, let's say, and they can sit down with applicants and talk about what they need to do for their permits. We, on the other hand, can only run our division, our building division, on the fees that we get across the counter. And so as the economy started to dwindle, our staff started to dwindle. And we're down about 40% from where we were maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And so it isn't a matter of people working slow. It's a matter of there are no people there. We have three inspectors in the building division who are out in the field all the time. And we actually right now have no one in the office full-time to talk about building questions. We have someone in part-time.
And hopefully we'll be able to bring in one more person. But as long as our revenue based on the number of permits that come in is low, we just don't have the staff or can't hire the staff to sit down and explain everything to everyone.
Well, that's the problem. And I think in-house support would probably solve a lot of issues for people. And in fact, with Reverge Anselmo, had he had in-support help, he may not be in the situation that he's in now. And that's one of my other more comments to you, is that people are really outraged by this. And since you obviously aren't getting the message about how the consumer feels or how the people in this community feel, I think it's important that you know that people are getting outraged by the county's attack on Reverge Anselmo. And we'd like it to stop. We'd like for him to have a dialogue with the county and the Board of Supervisors and just stop this madness and let this guy have his business and move on. I think a chapel is pretty silly to red tag, you know, a private chapel on private property. But I'll let you make some comments about that.
Yeah, we about run out of time here. Okay. Thank you, Angel.
Bye-bye.
Really don't have any comment to that. Mr. Anselmo is currently in litigation with the county, and his dialogue with the county at this point is through his attorneys, and at some point that'll resolve itself.
And that includes the latest here in the chapel, right?
That's correct.
That's been added to the lawsuit is the chapel.
As far as I'm aware, all of the issues now are part of that litigation.
Okay, we got to take a break here for the news. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Russ Maul from the Department of Resource Management here in the County of Shasta. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. He sees some progress with the economy.
Fortunately, over the past few months, indicators of spending, production, and job market activity have shown some signs of improvement.
But Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says it's precarious that there's no guarantee the trend will continue.
The outlook remains uncertain, however, and close monitoring of economic developments will remain necessary.
Bernanke testifying to the House Budget Committee and urging Congress to balance plans to boost short-term economic growth against a long-term need to reduce government debt. He didn't sound impressed Monday talking about the Republican presidential frontrunners.
You have moments where Mitt is brutal, and you have moments where Newt is brutal, and I can't say who's worse. They're both pretty bad.
But now Donald Trump is about to endorse Mitt Romney. Fox News confirming he'll say so today in Las Vegas. Candidates in Nevada looking for support in Saturday's caucus. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Only in America can you donate to a worthy cause and eat all the crab you want all in one fabulous evening. It's time again for the 25th annual Women's Refuge All-You-Can-Eat Crab Feed this Saturday night at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Welcome room opens at 4 p.m. Dining doors open at 5 with no host bar, live and silent auction items, and Dutch raffle prizes. Then indulge yourself with a delicious all-you-can-eat crab dinner, including clam chowder, salad, French bread, coffee, and dessert. This well-known dinner is the largest fundraising event for the Women's Refuge and is always a sellout event, so get your ticket early. Only $40 and available at the Shasta Women's Refuge Administration Office, the Shasta Family Justice Center, and online at ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org. Reserve your table for 8 with VIP seating, wine, and special goodies online, or call Christy at 244-0118, extension 202. Additional sponsorships and donations to the auctions are greatly appreciated. We look forward to dining with you this Saturday at the silver anniversary of the annual Women's Refuge Crab Feed, co-sponsored by North Valley Bank, Wonderland Signs, and Bill and Mary Stagel.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Sisku Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Sisku Insurance Service at 243-224-2345. for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney. 530-224-2345 and discover the AARP auto insurance program from the Hartford.
The global economy is demanding we change the makeup of our local business community. Hello, I'm Mark Lascelles, one of the hosts of Shasta Startup at 9 o'clock on Friday mornings. This week, my guest will be Jim Hill of Air Cover Integrated Solutions, a new company that recently relocated to this area that is developing a technology that powers drone aircraft. Air Cover is a global leader in the field of innovation, will be doing their research and development along with some of their manufacturing right here in Shasta County. So be sure to tune in for the show and discover how Shasta County is indeed becoming a player in the global economy.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabot. 8:35 in the morning, February the 2nd. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold. That's right. Just walk in there. Look at the strange animal heads on the wall. And and catch up on all your magazines, National Geographic, Car and Track, guns, ammo, those things. And if you're really lucky, they'll be looping through the haircut that Bad Bob gets once every month or so, because they use a weed whacker. Yeah. What's the temperature out there today, Bad Bob?
We're looking for a beautiful day today, high near 68, and currently 51 outside our studios at KCNR.
Okay. Our guest is the director of the Department of Resource Management here in Shasta County, Russ Mall. Good morning. Thanks for coming on.
Morning.
Let's go to the phones. John, you're online too.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Dad Bob. And good morning, Mr. Mull. How are you this morning?
Good.
Listen, I understand that your department is the one that is responsive, and I'm not sure of the terms here, but I believe it's the Metropolitan Planning Organization.
No, that's not correct.
Okay.
That's an MPO, and it's under Dan Little, and that's actually just been separated from the county and will be on its own, I believe, July 1st.
So you don't have responsibility then for creating this environmental study that's going to the greenhouse emissions reduction of 7% by 2020?
Well, my department, our air management district, which is a non-county agency, but we manage it, is doing, as part of our program, a climate action plan, which is not a part of what I think you're talking about, but it's a precursor to regulations the state is putting out, and it's our way to try to deal with these new state regulations. So
well,
that's
that Senate Bill 375 greenhouse gas emission reduction targets.
No, that's what's called the SCS, the Sustainable Community Strategy that the MPO is providing, and that's what you originally mentioned was, and that's the Shasta County RTPA. They're preparing a Sustainable Community Strategy.
And are you involved in that at all?
No.
Okay. That's pretty much what I had to ask, but I do have one other question I'd like to ask. You know, it seems to me that this thing with River John Sama has become a personal issue between you and he, and do you really think it's wise to engage the county in this type of litigation, particularly the bickering back and forth and, you know, requiring things like grading permits and stuff when there's no grading going on?
I appreciate your comment.
No answer.
I think that was the answer, John.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, let's go to Antoinette, line one.
Here again.
Antoinette, line one, you're on.
Oh, actually, I know it's actually the name's Renee.
Oh, Renee. Renee Antoinette. Okay, Renee, I'm sorry. Somehow we got Antoinette on here. That was but they're very similar. Okay, Renee.
Yeah, not a problem.
Okay.
Actually, my question comment is to a follow-up to a previous caller and having to do with the frontline people and the building. I do want to ask Mr. Russell why there is no mediation process when a person has an issue. Instead, what happens is, the frontline people are wonderful, but their hands are tied. They really can't make decisions. And so is there a process where a person could actually talk to someone in management when there's an issue that could be resolved that way? And follow-up to that is, why are we backlogging our court system, our local superior court, with building permit violation issues? Makes no sense to many people that we would spend money in a court system for something that really doesn't affect a lot of people as far as, you know, their personal property. And then my last question is, can Mr. Russell explain why the FBI is investigating him and the department, and what were the 65 files that were pulled from his office previously?
That's it. Okay. Well, thank you very much for that. Do you want to start with the which one would you like to start with?
Well,
there, Russ?
I don't even know what the last two or three are about, but I can tell you about a mediation process, although we don't call it a mediation process. Typically, if somebody has an issue with a permit, it depends a little bit on the permit also. There's usually several formal and informal ways to deal with a problem. Let's say if it's in a building permit, you can obviously talk to the building division manager. Since our current one has recently retired, that's going to be kind of hard. But you can call my office. Everybody seems to know the number. So you can feel free to call my office, and we'll see what the situation is. If that's not satisfactory, you can appeal that decision to the Building Board of Appeals, and that's an independent body of citizens, and they'll take a look at your issue. If it's a planning issue, and you don't like the decision that the planning division has given you, you can appeal any decision of that group to the Planning Commission. And most of those things can then be subsequently appealed to the Board of Supervisors if that doesn't satisfy you. So there's a lot of ways to carry your issue further if you don't feel that you're getting satisfaction. I can tell you that we actually get very few complaints in building and planning that aren't resolved at the staff level. But if they do go beyond that, the Planning Commission is delighted to hear them.
The question about FBI investigation, that's kind of that popped up. So there is,
no,
you're saying there is no FBI investigation of the department?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. All right. Well, so, you know, you can never tell what happens here. We got to take a break here. Carl on the Debat, Free Fire Radio, our guest, Russ Maul, of the Shasta Resource Management Division here at Shasta County. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Doug with Gold Leaf Nursery, and it's time for our annual Groundhog Day sale. Sale starts Groundhog Day, Thursday, February 2nd through Monday, February 6th. The sale will go on, rain or shine, shadow or no shadow. What a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1-gallon through 24-inch box shrubs and trees. 25% off newly arrived roses. You know we have over 125 varieties of bare root fruit trees, grapes, and berries. Buy one at regular price, get the second one 30% off. There is nothing like the taste and aroma of tree-ripened fruits. And every Saturday, 12 noon through February, we have a free pruning seminar. Sign up for a free heirloom fruit tree in our raffle, a real California treasure. Don't miss this 5-day Groundhog Day sale starting Thursday. Gold Leaf Nursery across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course on Churn Creek Road. For a map to Gold Leaf Nursery, look us up on the web, goldleafnursery.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish, you know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and about 8:45 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bad Bob. We've done all our commercials here, Bad Bob.
Really? Very good.
How about that?
One more shout-out to the Cypress Square Barbershop,
okay,
where Logan did a great job on
it. Great. 8:45 in the morning, February the 2nd. Phone lines here is 530-605-4567 if you have a question. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com in the chat room, which is pretty full. Our guest is Russ Maul, who heads up the Department of Resource Management in the county, and it is absolutely the things that fall under you are just, I mean, it's the heart of everything that goes on in this county. If it goes to building and quality control and air quality, building, permits, fines, everything.
Well, what it is essentially when we set it up in 1992 is we took all the regulatory programs and put them into one department, and all the contractual type of programs like the water districts, the county service areas, and put them into the public works agency. In other words, we were trying to save money at the time, and so we took three departments and turned them into two. And so the regulatory programs all fell into the one side.
Are other counties like that?
Yes.
The rest of the counties are like that?
A lot of them.
Set up the way you are?
Yeah, a lot of them are now. When we first started, we were one of about five. Now, I'd say probably half or more are that way.
Okay. By the way, there's a lot of questions that people have been asking that Russ and I have talked about on the breaks that he cannot talk about. If it has anything to do with litigation, and there's a lot going on right now, he cannot talk about it. And I understand that because you are not permitted to talk about it by your lawyers on this. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Gary, Cad.
Good morning, Bad Bob, Carl, and hello, Russ.
Good morning.
Hey, at the two meetings that the Board of Supervisors conducted in the month of January, I went forward and made mention that both your position and the Public Works Director were under the Board of Supervisors, sure, that you serve at their pleasure. And the board as a whole, boy, they got rather upset with me because they said, you don't know what you're talking about, Mr. Cad. Well, the problem was Mr. Cad did know what he was talking about because, as you've already said, you do serve at the pleasure of the board. Well, at the second meeting, the most recent meeting, I went back before the board and asked them, seeing that they don't know that you and the public works director serve under them, that the Board of Supervisors put both your positions under Mr. Lee's, the county administrative officer. Would you have a problem with that so that it would look as though that somebody with the county would be your superior?
Well, actually, it turns out somebody from the county is my superior. It's the Board of Supervisors.
Yeah, I know, but they don't seem to know that.
I think they know it. Interestingly enough, I've worked for it both ways here. In 1992, before I took control of this department, the CAO was the head of the department heads, and the Board of Supervisors at the time, primarily Trish Clark, wanted to have direct control over the department heads to be able to hire and fire them without the interference of the CAO.
And so a lot of the ordinances were changed to accomplish that. So we've worked under that system since about 1992. I would be willing to bet, because all of the department heads that are appointed, with a couple of exceptions based on state law, are under the system, I'd be willing to wager that the department heads probably don't care one way or the other.
Right. Well, I've asked the board to entertain the thought of putting him under Mr. Lee's, seeing as I believe he does do your reviews, if I'm not mistaken. The other thing that I wanted to mention, too, and to let the folks out there in the community know that the Climate Action Plan is coming, and I am quite aware of what's going on and what's in that plan. And it's a plan that we, the people of the county of Shasta, really need to be involved with, because this plan can greatly change the way we live.
Well, we're going to have a show on that one. I think there's been a number of people that have talked about that, Gary.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Let's go to Cheryl. Cheryl, good morning. You've got a question for Mr. Maul.
Yes. I want to know if someone wants to pull out a bunch of blackberry bushes. This is just a general question, not necessarily about Mr. Anselmo. What should someone do? Should they go to the county first and check and check for some rules, or can you just do the sensible thing, you know what you're doing on your own land, and pull them out?
I'm not aware of any regulation that would address that, with the exception of where you're pulling the blackberries out of. I mean, if you're pulling them out of a stream, there may be implications with the Fish and Game Department, Regional Water Board, or our agency. So you'd have to actually know a fair amount more information. It's always a good idea to check, if you're unsure, to check with the agencies and see if there is an issue.
Well, the problem is people are getting the feeling that they're finding out there's some laws after the fact, after they've gone and done something, after they've been fined, and they sincerely had no idea they were doing anything that should have been the county's business at all. So I wanted to know, I guess, from you, generally, what would be the tip-off that they should go to you? Because people are pulling blackberry bushes out all the time. I mean, I have friends who have done it. They've uncovered lakes, beautiful lakes, and all kinds of wonderful wildlife under there that really is much better without the bushes being there. But what if they're committing a crime? How do we know these things, and how much Mother May I routine do we have to go to? How do we know when we have to do this for something like pulling out bushes?
Well, I don't think it's any different than any other thing you do during the day. If you have a question, if for some reason a little light goes off in your head and say, gee, I wonder if I ought to be doing this, yeah, I think I would check. Now, I don't know of very many blackberry pulling regulations, but maybe there are some. We don't have any. Our regulations are all based on stream quality, erosion, and that type of thing. But most people just pull out their blackberries or burn them or whatever they choose to do.
Hey, Cheryl, we got to take a break. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
You bet. You know, it's one thing you said, and somebody just if you eat, what is it? Somebody says if you eat
or breathe
or build, or you said it earlier today, Russ. If you eat, breathe, or what? Everything?
Or drink water.
It comes under you.
We touch people every day.
You're controlling our lives, Russ. If you eat, breathe, or drink water. I mean, think about that. I mean, that just boggles my mind. That you have that much, I mean, not you, but the county. Do you think there's too many rules?
Absolutely.
Well, what would you do? Take a break. What would you get rid of? Let's take a break. Think about it. I'll give you a minute here to think about it. Carl on the Debot, Free Fire Radio.
Win your share of over $1,000. Come and play in the $1,000 add-on Monte Carlo tournament at Wind River Casino on Saturday, February 4th at 2 p.m. in the 21 pit. $1,000 is added to the payouts. $20 buy-in gets you $5,000 in chips. Pays out the top six overall scores. For more information, log on to WinRiver.com. Or better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River.
You'll find your favorite table games at Wind River Casino. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitch more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, Empress Challenge Pai-Gow Poker, Texas Shootout, and Lucky Ladies Bonuses. Lucky Ladies. Plus, coming soon to the pit, three-card craps. No one else in town offers this.
No one.
We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For all table game details, log on to WindRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
There are a lot of reasons why people keep coming back to Crown Motors, and Frank Hill at Chico is one of our favorite return customers. And Frank says, I had the pleasure of buying another new Honda. I enjoyed the same great people and the same great service. Crown is the best dealer around. We appreciate it, Frank. Your pleasure's all ours. We like taking care of our customers. Check us out online at CrownMotorsReading.com. Remember, as dealers, we all pay the same price for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to invite each and every one of you to the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, February 9th, 10th, and 11th. There are many new vendors to the timber industry and their suppliers. This year's logging sports competition has five colleges competing in the chopping and choker setting competition. 800 kids from our local schools will be going to Education Day. We have a new event this year called the Log Loading Competition out on the racetrack, along with the Backhoe Rodeo and the Truck Driving Skills Competition. The Trucker Seminar early Saturday morning with our local CHP. SierraCascadeLogging.com. Check out our events and our times with our Wild Animals Show for the kids on Saturday. We have a few spaces left, so give me a call at 246-8573. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights. Energy.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Back down.
Yeah, we won't back down. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, down. KCNR, 1460, February 2nd. 51 degrees out there. Our guest today is the head of the Shasta County Resource Department of Resource Management, Russ Maul. And as I said earlier, there's a lot of things that questions have come through here that he can't talk about, and because it's in litigation. But one of the things we just talked about is too many rules.
Yes.
Way too many rules.
Yes.
Why can't you just get rid of them?
Well, unfortunately,
that's the kind of a general question.
Yeah, it's kind of a complicated scenario in California, and I can tell you unequivocally that California probably leads a nation in regulations. And an interesting thing has occurred in California, and that is that most of the regulations are derived from the metropolitan areas. Needless to say, that's where the population is. So legislators, a lot of times we say, well, they don't represent us. Well, they probably represent somebody. It just isn't us. And so our representatives are frankly outnumbered by those in urban areas. So laws get passed that essentially represent those desires that may not be consistent with the rural areas. So laws get passed, and the greenhouse gas laws are a classic example of that. Laws get passed that frankly are most applicable to urban areas. And then they get imposed statewide, and we're stuck trying to implement them. Now, the downside of not following those laws is that local government really is not in charge of their destiny anymore. In California, unbeknownst to most of the population, we set the court system out as a separate entity, and they are no longer subject to the legislature. And they, frankly, control local governments in the fact that everything that is a disagreement at the local level gets litigated. So the courts decide. And every large land use project that we get now has opposition or support in large numbers on both sides. And the courts decide it. It isn't the local governments decided. The courts decide it. And so we get stuck essentially with laws that are difficult to implement at the rural level and courts that typically look at statewide suits to determine the outcome of those court cases.
The is there kind of like a sniff test, though, as, you know, when you head up a division that says it has such a huge impact, eat, sleep, drink, live. I mean, do you ever use the sniff test and says, you know what, this is pretty stupid, let's just ignore this one? Do you ever do that? Do you ever tell your guys, come on, guys, use some common sense out there?
Well, I tell them that every day, but I don't tell them to ignore the laws. The one thing that I do tell them, we certainly have the ability to prioritize, and we prioritize what we have money to enforce, and we prioritize what we have money to implement. There's no law that requires you to implement something that you can't, you don't have the ability to implement. And so we implement what we can, and if we can't do it, we just say we can't do it.
Okay. All right. We've got a minute left.
Okay. Is it a hard job? Is it a job that you want to continue doing? Is it a thankless job? Is it rewarding? Give us a kind of a quick overall feeling about, you know, the position that you carry.
Well, I don't think I'd recommend it to anybody in particular. It's something that I've developed a life around. And the department was created with input from me. And would I go back and do it again? Yeah, I'd have to think about it. But it's been my life. And I've enjoyed working with people of Shasta County. I have tremendous respect for the local folks, and we try to get them through the day.
Well, thanks for for being candid on that, and we appreciate you coming on the air
today. We do, Russ. We'd like to have you back on.
Yes. Sure.
And because there's so many other things we didn't even get to about some programs that can help people out there with money. We'll get to those next time. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.